the Secretary of the Army is vowing to investigate all of the nation's Army bases for evidence of sexual harassment and abuse. Last week, the Army announced that four drill sergeants and a captain at the Army Ordnance Center in Aberdeen, Maryland, face charges ranging from rape to sending improper love letters to trainees. 15 other officers and enlisted men have been suspended pending an investigation. NPR's Martha Raddatz reports.
This is how bad the sexual abuse at Aberdeen has been, according to the court documents. Female trainees were not only raped, assaulted, and forced to commit sodomy, they were threatened with death if they dared to tell anyone. In the Army's summary of criminal charges against Staff Sergeant Delmar Simpson, who was accused of repeatedly raping three trainees, Simpson is quoted as telling one of the women last July, "If anyone finds out about me having sex with you, I'll kill you." The quotes continue, with Staff Sergeant Simpson grabbing the hair of a woman, pulling her head back, and allegedly shouting, "I'm going to knock your teeth out and get away with it." If these charges prove to be true, that is a question that the Army has to face. Why did these Army instructors feel they would not be caught? Army Secretary Togo West.
Why did they think they would get away with it? I'm not sure they thought that through. Although you put your finger on one thing that's important to us. By publicizing what we're doing, by taking swift action, we are sending a message to the rest of them, all of those who are in authority, pay attention. This is not just a question of Army policy. This is not just a question of behaving oneself in dealing with others, which is important. This is a criminal violation.
West and the Chief of Staff of the Army, General Dennis Reimer, have known about the allegations at Aberdeen for nearly 2 months. In an interview in today's Washington Post, General Reimer said Aberdeen bothered him as much as anything since he took over as chief last year. But in an interview with NPR just 3 days before the Army announced its findings, Reimer certainly didn't let on that he was concerned about anything involving women.
First of all, we ought to recognize that the United States Army, I think, has done a great job of incorporating women into the force and continues to do that. They have provided great service, and we're a much better Army because of the number of women serving in the force.
Reimer was unavailable today, but at Aberdeen, operators continued to field calls on a special hotline set up by the Army about possible incidents of abuse or harassment. Over 1,700 calls came in, most of the callers just expressing a point of view, but at least 100 are considered credible complaints, and about half of those were from women-based places other than Aberdeen. Secretary West said he didn't believe this reflects a service-wide problem, but he plans to find out.
We're going to look and see if this is any kind of wake-up call for us across our entire force. We hope it's not. We believe that we have heretofore been very upfront about the importance of treating all our soldiers fairly and with dignity. But if we failed, we're going to correct it, and we're going to correct it with great force.
In a Pentagon survey last summer, Army women did report a higher incidence of sexual harassment than any other service, including the Navy, which came under harsh criticism after the 1991 Tailhook sex scandal. But recently retired Navy attack pilot Tom Mariner says there's a big difference between what happened at Tailhook and what is alleged to have happened at Aberdeen.
Tailhook was about a few people who abused some individuals in a hallway situation. A lot of people had been drinking, and therefore their normal inhibitions were let down. And then in the aftermath of Tailhook, the Navy failed to step right in and say, this is what went wrong, this is what we're going to change. Instead, a lot of people wanted to deny anything happened. As many cases, they blamed the victims. In this case, the Army has, I think, recognized that there is a problem there at Aberdeen. It is a place where individuals who were put under their care were trapped in a situation where they didn't feel like they had an outlet. They didn't think they had anybody to complain to. Now that they have complained and those complaints have surfaced, it looks like the Army has taken some steps to change things.
Commander Mariner says he does not think that this is a problem endemic to the military. It is simply an arrogance of power that could happen in any organization. The Army says additional charges at Aberdeen may be forthcoming. Investigators plan to interview as many as 1,000 women who were trained at Aberdeen and perhaps elsewhere since early 1995. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.